Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Music speaks to you differently. It just got to me. Mm. And to this day, the Unforgettable Fire is my favorite all-time album of any band.
Well, this song as well, there's a poet, I can't remember what his name is, but Bono from U2 started reading poetry.
Oh, yeah,
and he
right.
started reading a lot of books and stuff. And I can't remember who the poet was, but that poet actually influenced him a lot, all those poems and stuff, and that's why he wrote this song as well. Let's have a listen. 3794 Twitter, cost of R1.50. Say hello to John Ellis. What is your Twitter handle?
John Ellis Koza.
Okay, and mine is at Barney Simon or at Jack Rand FM. We're going to tweet. We're going to Khan Malia. We're here until midnight. Chat to us. Let's play you too. You too, Jack Rand FM, sort of homecoming. My in-studio guest, Barney and Friends, John Ellis of Tree 63. And apparently, the lead singer of Coldplay, Mr.
Yes.
Martin.
Yes.
What's his name?
Oh, Chris or something.
Chris Martin, yeah. He played that specific song to his unborn baby.
Did he really?
Mommy was still at home or whatever. Yeah. Mommy used to like lean against the speaker and he used to play that song. How's
wow,
that?
Wow, amazing.
He's got every single U2 album and he said he doesn't queue up for bands and stuff like that. But when he goes to Ireland, he stands in the queue for 2 days to see U2, an amazing band.
Brilliant.
We're going to talk about the spiritual side of U2 as well.
Yes.
And in your band, we'll get to that a little later on. It's very important in rock and roll, I must say. It's like a lot of people don't know they actually, are they a Christian band? You know, when they started out, nobody knew.
Yes.
And then people found out. And,
absolutely.
You know, so we're going to chat about Tree 63 as well, being a Christian band / gospel band / religious band /
rock and roll.
They're a rock and roll band. You know what I mean. Okay, so primary school you enjoyed very much. And then which high school did you go to?
I went to a high school called Beechwood Boys High School, which doesn't exist anymore. It's now been joined to the local Durban North thing.
Okay.
And music in those days was not something you did. So boys high school was in the 80s, you know. It was rugby and business and science and you prepared yourself for the army, and then you went out and did stuff.
Mm.
If you did music at school, if you played some instrument, you weren't really looked at too well.
Your favorite subject?
History.
Wow.
I'm a history guy.
Do you still love history?
Yeah,
read a lot?
I'm a nerd. I'm proud of it.
Okay, we're talking about the primary school. You weren't bullied, but high school, it's quite tough. You know what I mean? Because you get your matrix, and then you're in standard 6, standard 7 in our day.
Yeah.
And these guys, they don't mess about. You know what I mean?
Especially when your old man's there.
Exactly. Did they know?
Yeah, Ellis's son is here.
So they bullied you?
No, they were aware of this oak. Yeah.
But did you call your dad sir at school?
I had to. Hello, sir. He looked at me and hello, boy.
Cut your hair. And a lot of discipline, obviously, and you had to set an example as well.
Yeah, it's always worse when you're the son of, because you got to be that much better than, which is crap. You're just a boy. You don't know any better, you know.
But if you were the Duomini son, you'd have really been very naughty, because they are all naughty.
Yeah, expire suit.
Okay. any good memories about high school? Any bad memories? Maybe your matric dance, that could be interesting.
Oh, yes. I was to some degree, I still am, but I'm just pretty introverted guy and very shy and very, very bad self-esteem. But I had hair.
Mm-hmm.
And if I knew then what I knew now, right? But music took over quickly. And I did well academically, so I was always with A-class guys, but I had these friends who were two grades ahead of me, two standard 9 guys who were metal fans.
Okay.
And I came from this fairly, very, very protected suburban environment. Suddenly my friends listened to AC/DC and Iron Maiden. And some of the teachers looking at me like, you probably should choose your friends a little bit better, young mm-hmm. Ellis. You know?
And did they, what do you call the school bags you had, those other sacks? Did they put the old Iron Maiden logo on there, the AC/DC
absolutely.
Slogans? We also did that.
I can still draw the Iron Maiden logo like perfectly. 14 years.
Remember the pencil cases?
Yeah.
I had Ozzy on there and Iron Maiden.
Motley Crue.
I mean, those were.
Yeah.
And then the teacher, as they walked past, you had to hide it. And
absolutely.
As I go out of the class, no, I'll leave it like blikkie at me, your pen. Hey, man, those were the days. We were rebels in our day. We didn't even know that we were rebels. We just loved music. Eh?
Totally, yeah.
And did you go for any – when was the first time you actually picked up a guitar or played any instrument?
So actually, was it before high school? It was would have been standard 4. I think I mentioned to this to you some other time. In 1982 was the 5th anniversary of Elvis's death. And good old David Gresham had done a TV thing about the anniversary. And he compiled a half an hour special on Elvis's career. And I was a young guy. I was 10. And a family friend had shown us this program. And I was just, for me, something shifted. And that was what I wanted to do somehow. Not be Elvis, but Elvis was the key for me. Mm. I think I told you, Jailhouse Rock and all these things, you know. And from then it was a pretty easy transition to the Beatles because my dad was a massive Beatle fan. Had all the albums and all scratched because when we were kids, we used to drive our cars around the vinyl. Now suddenly I'm like, these are holy things. You know? Wow. So I used to sit in front of the tape deck and the turntable and, you know, tape it and then press pause after each lyric, write the lyrics down, figure out the chords, teach myself. You know, I was just absolutely obsessed. You know?
And you still perform a couple of Beatles songs on stage?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe later on. 37942 at a cost of R1.50. Maybe just one Beatles song. Yeah, but John's going to play a couple of unplugged songs for us. Yeah. If you want Tree 63, by all means, go ahead. And a couple of covers. I believe you can do an Erasure cover very well. I mean, how do you do an electronic dance disco band acoustic? You know what I...
Because at the end of the day, a song has to live and die on whether it can be played on this thing or not.
Okay, just play a little bit of that. Okay. I just want to double check.
Okay, so it goes, I try to discover a little something to make me sweeter.
Stop. Save it for later. It just shows you a song can have a dance beat and you can change and bring a guitar in and it sounds much better.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Erasure. No. Okay. So, what sport did you? I mean, did you play rugby and cricket and stuff in high school then as well? I mean, you loved your music,
yeah.
And as you say, you played a bit of cricket or whatever. But
yeah.
I mean, the girls looked at the guys, you know, when you were a rugby player or absolutely. A cricket player or whatever, yeah. And there you were, the musicians. Yeah. But there must have been one out of them. How many girls? Say 500 girls in that school that came up to you and said, "Hey, I like music as well."
You know what? We unfortunately, yeah, but then we got to the boys only high school. So
oh,
it was all
no.
over. So forget it. And in my standard 5 year, that was the year where guitar came out and everyone said, hey, that Ellis guy can play guitar. And before it meant anything, it was over. But sport, yeah, cricket, and you try rugby, but at some point in standard 8 to 9, you go.
Mm. What position? Nah. Let me guess. A position in rugby? A hooker?
No.
Okay,
on.
Sorry, I'm just
come
kidding.
Look at those girls, buddy.
Eighth man.
No, come on.
Okay. Lock.
Fly half.
Okay, I can't imagine you being a fly half.
Scroll.
Yes, my scroll, yes, you know. On a windy day, they didn't bring you up as a substitute. So while you were at school, did you know, I mean, obviously you loved music and stuff. When did you make that decision? Like, I want to become a doctor, or maybe I want to do this, or I want to become a pilot. Did you have any ideas at that stage while you were at school?
No, but... So, you know, fairly responsible, fairly you know, old-fashioned suburban English parents, you follow the path. You, as soon as you finish school, you do something responsible, lawyer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Music, and especially in those days, music in this country was not even vaguely a possible career path unless you studied it and became a classical person. And I remember my dad was now a leader of his community, headmaster of the local boys' high school. You can't have his son going off and being in rock guy. This doesn't look good. You know? He was very scared of the whole, he heard these rumors of what these rock guys do. But I remember Standard 8, it was 1988 when U2's Rattle and Hum came out. And there was and then 89 came around and we finally got copies of the Rattle and Hum movie. Remember that? And there's that early on scene of the movie where U2 are playing In God's Country. And so again, something inside me went, I don't know how it's going to look, but that's what I want to do somehow. It's just the power of that music. And in those days, in 1988, there was no career path. There was no internet. There's no way you could say A plus B will get you to that career. I just knew I wanted to do that somehow.
Your father being headmaster, whatever, did you go to church every Sunday morning?
No, my mom took us. My dad's not a church guy. Mm. She took us and had a lot of good rock and roll experiences in church because the pastor of the priest of the Methodist Church was a Van Halen fan.
Oh, cruel. What's that song, Running with the Devil?
Yeah, exactly. No, we used to rehearse in the church hall, and one of our songs was something about the Reaper. Don't fear the Reaper, but something like that.
Okay.
So we were like this quasi-metal band singing about the Reaper in the church hall. It was interesting.
Indicat Kasasi class, do you remember that?
What?
Okay, don't worry.
Yeah.
That's Afrikaans.
It's Durban Noord.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Decker.